This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with HogSports.com, coming to you live from right outside of the Chase Center in San Francisco. Arkansas 74, Gonzaga 68. 16 is sweet, but 8 is elite. The Razorbacks have done it again. Absolutely incredible, surreal moment that we just witnessed here. The Hogs take down number one again. They beat Auburn early in the season when they were ranked number one. Gonzaga was ranked number one coming into this game. That makes Arkansas the first team to knock off the AP number one twice in the same year since Georgia Tech did it in 1992-93, that season. That's a long time ago. That's a really hard thing to do. But haven't you come to expect things like that from this Razorback team that just continues to find a way? Unbelievable. You know, Eric Musselman now has taken Arkansas to back-to-back Elite Eights. Back-to-back. Does he have your attention now, doubters? I tell you what, if I was a national media member that's been betting against the Hogs and winding up in Eric Musselman's post-game or pre-game film sessions where he splices in the clips for motivation, I would probably stop doubting the Razorbacks at this point because they continue to prove people wrong. Just an incredible performance by the Razorbacks. Again, it was so surreal. I mean, you're in the home of the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, all those guys, some legends. And you think about just the building and who was there in general. You had the number one team in Gonzaga. You had Coach K during his last season. Will this be the end of his run? But the Hogs stole the show tonight. And it goes to show you the grit and the resiliency that this team has to pull it off against the odds once again. Does defense win championships? Does it? You hear that, it's a cliche. I'm starting to think maybe that's the case with this Razorback team. Let me throw some stats at you here real quick. Gonzaga comes in with the number one scoring offense in the country, 87 points per game. Arkansas holds them to 68, nearly 20 below their average. The Zags had the number two effective field goal percentage in the country. Arkansas held them to 37.5% from the field. They were a top 25 three-point shooting team. Percentage-wise, Arkansas held them to 23.8% and limited them to 5 makes from 3 over the course of the game. They were a top 30 team when it comes to turnover percentage offensively. Arkansas forced the Zags into 15 turnovers and limited them, a team that shares the ball as well as anybody in the country, under 10 assists on the game. That is lockdown, elite-level defense. Fantastic effort by the Razorbacks across the board on that end of the floor. They had a plan and they executed it. You know, Drew Timmy had a big night. He had 25 points. Hey, listen, that guy's a National Player of the Year type of guy. He's really good. He's the real deal. I haven't seen a back-to-the-basket post like that. He's old school, very skilled down there. He had a big night. They made him work for it. They really did. 9 of 19 from the field for a guy that takes all of his shots from around the basket. You know, he's probably had a lot more efficient nights than that. But beyond that, you know, you got Chet Holmgren in foul trouble. He still had a double-double. But it's good that Arkansas got him in foul trouble and kept him off the court because the impact he makes as a shot blocker and a rim protector on defense and just an offensive rebounder with his length. He's a tough assignment. But Arkansas fouled him out of the game. He was out for long stretches in the first half with foul trouble. So a job well done on him. And then you think about some of these guards. Hey, Gonzaga has a good backcourt too. Andrew Nembhard, the point guard. 2 of 11 from the field, 5 turnovers. Audis Toney absolutely clamped him down. Another game, another fantastic defensive performance from him. Rasir Bolton, one of the premier three-point shooters in the country, held to 3 of 10 from the field, just 2 threes on the night. So even individually on these assignments, Arkansas did a great job. We talked about transition defense being so important, and you could see it at times. Look, when Gonzaga gets out and goes, they get out and go. But Arkansas did a really good job of getting back, getting matched up, you know, not losing guys too often, And that paid dividends for them in the end. And Arkansas ran too, man. That thing was a track meet, especially early in the game. The teams were getting up and down like crazy. It was a really fun. It was an entertaining game to watch. But Arkansas, I thought, did a fantastic job of setting the tone with physicality and toughness. They came out and threw some punches, and they made it known right away that they belonged on the big stage. Really a fantastic job. And then, you know, so much is made of Gonzaga's offense, but they were a top 10 defensive team, too. That's why you're number one in the country. You come to the NCAA tournament as a top overall seed. You usually get it done on both ends of the floor, right? But, you know, they were a top 10 defense also. And I thought Arkansas had their best offensive night of the tournament at the best time against the best competition. Listen, they didn't light it up. They shoot just over 40% from the field, only 28% from three. Didn't get to the free throw line that much, but they did a nice job of limiting turnovers. They limited those long scoring droughts that have plagued them at some times this season. When they needed a bucket, they usually found it. And when they needed a big one, they definitely got it. You think about guys like JD Notte and Jalen Williams, you can count on some points usually there. You're always looking for that third wheel. And there was certainly an unsung hero tonight. But I want to flip to this box score and just talk about a few of these guys and the performances they had in this game. Starting with Trey Wade. Trey Wade, Uncle Trey, you know, it's fantastic. Dwayne Wade tweets out in the middle of the game, hey, I'm watching Gonzaga, Arkansas, March Madness. It's really cool to see another Wade on the back with the number three on the back of the jersey. So shout out, man, you got shouted out by Dwayne Wade, and you played a hell of a game. That's a pretty good night, right, if you're Trey Wade. 15 points, you know, he's been kind of that unassuming, beyond the box score type of impact guy, right? Plays good defense, glue guy, ball mover, chemistry, you know, all those intangible things. But he broke out in a big way for Arkansas. First of all, he had to guard Chet Holmgren for large stretches, and if he wasn't guarding him, you know, there were times where he was on Drew Timmy. That's a tough assignment for a 6'6 power forward, and I thought he did a really good job. I'm playing those guys physically. He was moving bodies around in there, getting on the glass. I think he had 6 or 7 boards. Really good job, but he was his scoring. You know, he had a big two-handed dunk. But he hit 3 absolutely critical three-pointers in this game. The first two were go-ahead. One broke a tie. One brought Arkansas from down to up. And then the one he hit late in the game, I believe it was about 2 minutes left, it increased Arkansas's lead from 5 out to 8. Man, when they needed a bucket, he came through in a big way. Shout out to Trey Wade. Man, that could have been his last game. He's a grad senior. He doesn't have any eligibility left. It's his last ride. He wasn't ready to go out. Hell of a performance by Trey Wade. And then you got the big two, Jalen Williams. So whatever, another casual double-double. Now he has 3 consecutive double-doubles in the NCAA tournament. He still hasn't played his best game yet, right? But 15 and 12, absolutely controlled the glass for Arkansas. Again, Timmy had a big night offensively, but Jay Will made him work. And he was a presence down there around the rim, taking charges, controlling the glass with 12 rebounds. He now owns the single-season rebounding record for the Razorbacks. That's some pretty impressive company to be in if you're Jalen Williams. He did a fantastic job. He hit 2 3-pointers, which was huge. It forced them to drag a big out and guard him on the perimeter. They couldn't just keep somebody camped in the lane. And he made some key free throws down there down the stretch. He also threw that baseball pass at the end where Tony got the exclamation point. So great job by Jalen Williams. JD Notte, let it fly, baby. Hey, 9 of 29 he took 29 shots. That's unbelievable. 9 of 29, so he wasn't uber efficient, but man, the ones he made were key. He missed 10 of his 12 threes, but the two he made were absolutely massive. And he just puts, even if he's not making all of his shots, he puts so much pressure on the defense by getting into the lane the way that he does. You know, I thought he played really well on the defensive end. He had a couple huge blocks. He had 3 steals, and he was leading the break in transition. It's the give or take with JD Notte, right? I mean, he had 5 turnovers. Some of those hurt, but he generated some turnovers with his blocks and his steals. He also had 6 assists to go along with that. Finished with, 21 points. So a job well done there. Look, this is what happens when you're in San Francisco. We got some riffraff behind me there, but it's not going to stop the show. The show must go on, regardless of what's going on behind me. So, again, nice job by JD Notte. You think about some of the other guys. Aldis Toney talked about the defense he played on Nembhard. It was fantastic. Really limited him. That was the key to the game. Wasn't a huge night offensively, but he had some massive offensive rebounds, putbacks. and he had the big dunk at the end of the game. Very cool. You know, Devo made an impact on the defensive end of the floor. You've got it's getting rowdy over there. I'm gonna turn this thing around. Y'all don't need to see that. Okay. Well, now we got the bay behind us. It's a little bit of a better view anyway, don't you think? Amude limited a little bit, right? He finished with only 6 points. He had 4 fouls over the course of the game. That kind of limited him. He missed 11 minutes, I think, in the first half. I think he got his 4th foul with about 10 minutes left in the game. And so that cost him a little bit there too. But look, man, you played 20 minutes in helping get your team to the Elite Eight. Great job. Great job by him. You know, I apologize for the craziness. You know, sometimes Trey, you know, during football season, he couldn't get away from the lawnmowers on the football field. I apparently can't get away from the fights that are breaking out with cops or whatever the heck is going on back there. I don't know what's going on in this other game. Did Duke lose or did Texas Tech lose? Is somebody ticked off about it? Maybe. So, all right. I think we've moved away enough now to where it's not so crazy. But, you know, just to wrap it up here, well, I mean, what a surreal night. Arkansas to the Elite Eight again. Who's next? I don't know. I had to get out here and get this thing recorded. When I walked out, there's about 6 minutes left in that Duke-Texas Tech game. It was a 1-point game, so we'll see. At the end of the day, though, it doesn't really matter. Duke, Texas Tech, you name it, respect everyone, fear no one. That's the mantra with Eric Musselman and this basketball team. Hey, listen, we'll be back. We'll preview that thing tomorrow. And get you all primed up about it here from San Francisco. But for tonight, you need to enjoy it, soak it all in. Fantastic time to be a Razorback fan. You've earned it. You've earned this. The team has earned it, but this fan base has earned it too. It's been a long time since the Razorbacks have been on this stage consistently, and you feel like it's where they belong. Don't you? I know I sure do. Fantastic evening here from San Francisco at the Chase Center. I appreciate you guys as always. Thanks for being along for what was a wild ride here over the course of 12 minutes. Arkansas knocks off Gonzaga. They're going to the Elite Eight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been Curtis Wilkerson, CollegeSports.com. Have a good night.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount+.